We continue our learning Leilu Nishmas David ben Menachem Murusha and Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Elio. We are in Masur Sheni Perek Dalid Mishnah Zayin. Hapode Masur Sheni Velo Karashem. Have a person. He has a certain amount of money, coins, which is the value of his Masur Sheni produce, and he wants to redeem it. And he set aside the coins, but he never explicitly declared that the money that he has here is going to be used as pidyon. So is that effective? So Rabbi Yossi Omer Dayo, Rabbi Yossi says, you don't have to explicitly declare that that money is going to be the redemption money for the peiros, for the maser sheni produce that you have. You set it aside. That's sufficient. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tzarech Lefarish. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. I have to say, you have to declare that that's what the money is being used for, to redeem the maser sheni. If you don't do that, so your opinion is no good. Now, we're going to discuss in a minute how this applies to Kiddushin and to Gittin, to marriage and divorce. Rabbi Yossi holds that even though, right, you don't need to declare necessarily that I am planning to marry you, as we'll see in a second, at the very least, there had to have been a discussion. A man gives a woman a ring, a value, something of value, and doesn't say Harayamu Kadeshously. So was that anything? So Rabbi Yossi says, well, they had to have at least been involved in some type of discussion of marriage prior to this, as we'll see. So then he gives her a ring, so it's understood that that is the harayat, so to speak, of the marriage. You need what we call an amira, and that suffices as an amira. The question is, what's the story here when it comes to Maser Sheni? You're going to tell me, well, if that's what Rabbi Yossi held when it came to Kiddushin and Gittin and divorce, Gerushin and divorce, so maybe he holds the same thing about Maser Sheni. When Rabbi Yossi says here, Dayo, you don't need to declare, you don't need Kara Olav Shame, so that doesn't mean that you don't have to say anything, but it has to be that maybe there was some type of conversation that you were discussing Maser Sheni before that. And it's Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you need to mention explicitly. So that is one position that Rabbi Yossi holds in order for this to be parallel to Rabbi Yossi and consistent with Rabbi Yossi's opinion when it comes to Kiddushin and Gerushin. However, the Tosfos just says, not necessarily. Could be that Maser Sheni, you know, that you're about to redeem, according to Rabbi Yossi, doesn't need to have had a discussion involved with Maser Sheni at all. I wasn't talking about Maser Sheni before I set aside the coins. When does Rabbi Yossi say that you need some type of amira? You have to verbalize something, articulate something, even if it's not explicit. But we have to be talking to the man and the woman. We're talking about, are we going to get married? Where do you think we should, we should have the hall? Where do you want to live? Our apartment? And then he gives her a ring and doesn't say anything. So it's there, it's self-evident that that's what he had in mind. It involves someone else. The other person's awareness of what's happening in order for there to be a kiddushin or a gerushin for that matter. So that's why you have to have some type of statement, even if it's not explicit. But when it comes to Maser Sheni, no one's involved besides this person. He designates the money, puts it on the side, maybe doesn't have to say anything at all. So that's a debate. Mishnah now says, discusses this exact case. A man is speaking with a woman, either regarding maybe things are not going right, they're not getting along, so they're discussing about the possibility of divorce, or they're dating and discussing the possibility of kiddushin and getting married. And he gave her the get and gave her the kiddushin money, velo peirash, but didn't say what I'm doing. He didn't say this is your get, and didn't say this is hariyamu kadeshously. Just gave her the get or gave her the money. So is this sufficient? Rabbi Yossi Omer Dayo. Rabbi Yossi says that's okay. You don't need a formal declaration to affect the gerushin or the kiddushin. It's enough that you were discussing the issue, having a discussion, a conversation about it before, and then you take out the ring, and then it's understood that that's what you have in mind. Now, there is a debate in Maseches Kiddushin and Daf Vav, Machlokes Tanoim within Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi believes that when they, yes, of course they're having a discussion about marriage, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. The previous discussion about marriage is only when they were still discussing that topic, and then what? And then he gives her the ring. But let's say they were discussing about something else, so then it's not effective. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon says, no, Could be that they weren't talking about the same topic when he gave her the ring. But it's okay as long as they digressed from one topic of marriage to another one within the same topic. We call that me'inyan le'inyan bo'sa'inyan. So let's say they were talking about, oh, the wedding hall, when to get married, what kind of ring do you want? And then the discussion something else, what kind of schools do you like for your kids, etc. And then he takes out the ring. So Rebbe would say, no, they're not talking about marriage anymore. And Rabbi Yosef Rav Shimon said, no, that's still about marriage. It's me'in le'inyan bo'sa'inyan. And that also would be effective according to Rabbi Yossi. And so that's Rabbi Yossi. Dayo, that discussion is sufficient. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tzarech Lefaresh. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to clarify. It has to be Haremu Kadeshously. You actually have to say what it is that you mean. Same thing when it comes to a get. Perek Dalid, Mishnah Ches. A little bit of math here, so just bear with me. The Mishnah here is going to speak about, back to Maaser Sheni, specifically where I transfer the Kedusha onto a coin. But I don't have to transfer all of it. Let's say I have a large coin, I have a Selah. But I don't have enough produce that's worth a Selah just yet. So I want to redeem some of the produce. The produce that I have, let's say. And when I have more produce, I'll redeem a little bit more onto the same coin. So that's possible. I'm allowed to do that. I have a coin that can buy, let's say, eight clusters of grapes. And now I only have, only four clusters of grapes right now. I can't fill up the whole coin with a Maaser Sheni. So the Mishnah says, what happens? Mishnah is discussing a case where the coin now changes in value before it was filled with the entire Kedusha. I didn't have all eight clusters of grapes on that coin just then. Now the coin has a different value. So how many? Ach Isar, v'achal alav chetzio. An Isar. What's an Isar? An Isar is a very small silver coin in terms of weight. It equals 8 prutos. So 8 prutos is the smallest value, smallest denomination. That's copper. 8 copper prutos equal a silver Isar. So let's say in our case, if I have, let's say I can get one cluster of grapes for a pruta, and I redeem 4 cluster of grapes, 4 on the Isar. Now, that's not the full Isar yet. 4 clusters of grapes is 4 prutos. There's another 4 prutos that yet have Kedushas Maaser Sheni transferred from the other 4 clusters of grapes. So there's still room for it. So the Mishnah said, what happened? V'achal alav chetzio, exactly. V'halachi, he ate literally against the Maaser Sheni fruits half its value. He redeemed half of the Isar's worth, 4 prutos worth of Maaser Sheni onto the coin. So now, by doing that, he's allowed to eat that fruit outside Yerushalayim because the fruit is now chulin. But the Isar still is half Maaser Sheni and half not. Then what'd he do? He took this Isar coin to another place where the value of an Isar is higher. So I can now get, with this Isar, I can buy a punyon. That's twice an Isar with this. So maybe a lot of people, they like the coin of the Isar, so it's a greater value. So either way, here's a place where we said an Isar is worth generally 8 prutos. In this place, for an Isar is worth 16 prutos. So I can buy with this not 8 clusters of grapes, but 16 clusters of grapes. So what do I do now? Ochel alav od Isar. So halach is, he's now allowed to redeem and eat against this, the value that's left, that's yet to be kadosh, another Isar worth of Maaser Sheni. So that's another 8 prutos worth. That's which is the regular value of a whole Isar, actually. And I can put on another 8 clusters of grapes on this. Now, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? So I would have thought maybe, well, the Isar only had 4 prutos worth of Maaser Sheni, produce, grapes on it, 4 clusters of grapes. And now the Isar is worth how much? 16 prutos. So how much room is there? Oh, there's room for another 12 prutos. The Mishnah says no. Now, the Maaser Sheni, both the Maaser Sheni half and the part that's chulin that's still not kadosh, they each of them are double in value. So now only half the coin is available for more kedusha, but not 12 out of not 3/4 or whatever it is that is left. Mishnah continues with the opposite case. Here I have a coin that was only half Maser Sheni, and now the same kind of thing, but now it depreciates. So says the Mishnah, Haminiach Pundion va'achal alav chetzio. What happened here? I set aside a Pundion to redeem Maser Sheni produce on va'achal chetzio, and literally I ate against it Maser Sheni fruits. What I do? I redeemed an Easter worth, half a Pundion of Maser Sheni onto it. So I could eat, the produce is now chulin, I could eat outside of Yerushalayim. So what's this punyon coin now? This punyon is half maser sheni and half chulin. And now he took this punyon coin to another place, and now it's only worth, right, he buys an iso with it, which is half. A punyon is usually 16 prutos, and this punyon had 8 prutos of maser sheni kedusha on it, and 8 prutos, which were not kadosh yet, but in a new place, so it's only worth half as much. So it has 4 prutos of maser sheni and 4 prutos of which is not kadosh. What do I do now? So says the Mishnah, have a harehu od yotzei sir, o echel alav od plag. What do I do? So now I can redeem and eat literally against it, meaning eating outside that other half value that's not kadosh, that's left, whatever room, that little room that's left, an iso worth of maser sheni fruits. So that's only 4 prutos worth, not 8, since the part of the coin that has not yet kadosh, hasn't had produce transferred, kedusha transferred onto it, of that punyon, it went down from 8 prutos to 4 prutos, so I can redeem another 4 of my clusters of grapes onto that punyon, and that's it. Okay, so now the Mishnah continues. When we speak about, we know that if I have coins and they're kadosh now because I transferred the kedusha, I was poda, the maser sheni produce onto the coins, and I bring them to Shalim to buy food there. Now, what did I do with the coins? So I could buy food, but if I want, I can take food. I have to buy. I can take food that's equal in value to the Maser Sheni coins, and in effect, transfer the Kedusha back to food and eat that food in Yerushalayim. So this, I don't have to do all at once either. I brought a lot of coins to Yerushalayim. I'm not selling anything. I have a lot of coins and I want to eat. I have food in Yerushalayim. So I'm going to transfer the Kedusha of the coins onto the food. But I'm not, I'm going to be there for a Maser. I'm going to be in Yerushalayim for all of Yontif. So I'm not going to eat it all at one, in one shot. So I take a little bit of food. And now some of the Kedusha of the Maser Sheni from those coins are now transferred to the food. But some of the coins remain, as Maser Sheni coins. So we're doing it little by little. So Mishnah is going to deal with this. And there's a point where I deplete its value so much onto food where there is no more food that I can transfer anymore, that I don't need. There's no kedusha left on the coins because there's so little in value. So hamaniach isar shel maser sheni. Here you have a person. He sets aside his isar coin of maser sheni, and it's going to lose its kedusha little by little. Why? As he eats food in Yerushalayim. Ochel alav achad asar beisar ve'echad mimea ba'isar. Says the Mishnah, a little bit just confusing, but pay attention here. He eats against it until he gets to, it says here, achad asar beisar, 1/11th of the kedusha that's left in this isar. So you have, let's talk about the same bunches of grapes, clusters of grapes. I have an isar, and it can buy for me 11 clusters of grapes. So after the person eats 10 clusters of grapes for that Isar, against that Isar of Maser Sheni, so what I have, there's 1/11th Kedusha left on the coins. Says the Mishnah, at that point, we're finished. Ve'echad mimea be'isar. And then the Mishnah tells you, and in another case, you go down until 1/100th of an Iser. So let's say I have same thing. An Iser can buy me 100 clusters of grapes. And after I ate 99 clusters of grapes against that Iser of Maaser Sheni, so how much Kedusha is left? 1/100th of his Kedusha left is left in the coin after all of the grapes that I ate keneged that coin. So obviously, the Mishnah here is talking about two different kinds. One is 1/11th, one 1/100th. It's not talking about the same situation. The smaller, the 1/100th, is speaking about a case where, Mefarshim say, where I'm redeeming Maaser Sheni that is Vadai, that I know is Maaser Sheni. The 1/11th, where I'm more lenient, as long as once 1/11th is left, don't worry about the Kedusha, that's where the Iser is redeeming Maaser Sheni of Demai. Now, why is it that 1/100th of Maaser Sheni, don't worry about, the Kedusha is gone from that coin, you can use the coin, no problem. Tosfos Yontif explains, because that last 1/100th is almost like batel. It's batel in the coins. Midoraisa, we know that if I can't recognize the miut, the minority in the majority, so it becomes batel. A truman, we know, becomes batel 1/100. So and that's true when it comes to truman chulin. The chachamim said that. So here too, the Tana says, well, I have Maaser Sheni. It's not as strict as truma, so a little bit lenient, and will allow the coin to be nullified in 99 instead of 100, and that is sufficient. In the case of demai, we're more lenient, and we say after you use 10 out of 11, and there's only 1/11th left, don't worry about that coin, it's not kadosh anymore. Then the Mishnah continues with two other positions. Beishamayomim hakol asara. He says, nah, no difference between Maaser Sheni and demai. In all cases, whether it's vadai or demai, 1/10th is the point where the remaining kedusha, the isar, will disappear. So he's not 1/11th, but 1/10th. Beishilal omrim, bavadai achad asar, buvadamai asara. Beishilal doesn't have this 1/100th and 1/11th. He says, Vadai, Maaser Sheni is 1/11th, and in Demai, we're a little bit more lenient, and 1/10th, once you get to the point of 1/10th by Demai, the remaining Kedusha of the Isar is going to disappear.